efficient as we can think about that. Let's see. Okay. What's that example with the dry tissue was an example of a type of teaching or a technique we often use in dealing with children's learning called a predictive verb explain activity. What you ask is for the child to predict beforehand what will happen when I put that tissue underwater. Predict whether the tissue will be dry or wet. And what that does is forces children to think about, well, what do I really understand about this? What do I really think? Then you do it, they observe, and then when it comes out and they find it's dry, they must think about an explanation. Why did it do that? Why did I get that wrong if I thought it was going to be wet? And so it's a way of getting them to think about what their understandings are. And so that predict, observe, explain is quite a common technique. Another thing that is quite interesting to do is to ask children to draw what they think is happening. And this is an example of two children, or this is one child, so another one is coming. You see, what I've done is drawn the actual situation, but they must colour in where they think what they think is happening. Can you see this child has quite a good understanding because he has actually left a gap where the air is and coloured in all around. And he says, we thought it was wet, but it wasn't wet, it was dry because the water didn't get in the jar. The water was too low, the air stopped it. Okay? And so quite a good understanding. But if you look at this one, you can see that there is no distinction between air and water. And she says, the water was trapped outside the jar, but there is no reason, there is no... And the drawing seems to indicate that there is no real understanding. So children's drawings are quite good for showing their understanding of them.